once again, Concrete Poetry. This collection presents one of the most interesting and lively developments of the international poetry scene in recent years. Concrete Poetry has been grown in many countries, from Brazil to Japan, and especially in England and Europe. Its ancestry goes back to prehistoric pictures and writing and the anagrams of early Christian monks. It has affinities with the Oriental ideogram and, in our century, with Apollinaire's calligrams, the work of Klee and Schwitters, and the experiments in visual forms of Cummings, Dylan Thomas, and the Dadaists and Surrealists. The number of American poets has now begun to do concrete poetry. There have been special numbers of Chicago Review and the Beloit Poetry Journal devoted to it. And the Something Else Press of New York published last year an anthology edited by Emmett Williams. Once again,
Concrete Poetry!
Once again!
Und schnitzt.
Elegy for three astronauts.
Histories auf Geschichten. The Blue One God. Damn it, Clayton, what was it? Warum man sich der Tagespresse des Grufs noch nicht bedient, wo sie doch auf uns kommt. Und Where All About Is. Zipangu. Ah, im Westen. Vom Westen.
Once again! Amazing!
Sometimes quite wonderful.
Once again!
Concrete poetry.
The idea of introducing the notion of the visual into Japanese poetry can produce confusion. In the form of writing that comes out of is based on the pictograms, wherein picture, visuality, language takes its visual meaning in the concept of our time.
I find men amazing and sometimes quite wonderful.
Once again!
Concrete poetry!
In the machine poem, language loses its role as the mediator, revealing thereby its fragility. It is no longer a question of symbols or metaphors, but of the immediacy of conception transmission. Language appears and disappears by its very nature, like the mechanism of thought. It reveals itself as an indivisible succession.
Wir werden uns Zeit lassen. Wir werden uns Zeit nehmen. Wir haben Zeit. Um, zum, für.